Star 94.1, and we welcome for the first time Laurie Perry. Laurie, how are you?
I am wonderfully blessed. How are you all doing?
Just blessed.
Good.
Laurie, your project, oh man, it's awesome. It is awesome. What took you so long, Laurie?
I was just getting ready to say it's been a long time coming. You know, just working with other artists and just cultivating my own, you know, waiting on instructions from the Lord and the doors to open. It's a process. It is definitely a process. And God put this in my heart back in 87. And I was starting to work for Anita Baker. And then things progressed. And I started working with, you know, the George Deuce and George Michael and Sting and Patti LaBelle and Diana Ross. It just started snowballing, you know, because you do have to pay the bills.
Hey.
But I wanted to sing the goodness of the Lord, you know, but I was always in a jazz world, and you know, one day the Lord just put it on my heart to just combine the two, you know, sing about me, but use the jazz tracks that you like so well, the jazz music. So it was just like an explosion in my heart, and he labeled it Good Jazz. And you know, at the time, back in the late 80s, everybody was thinking I was crazy, including myself. But you know, I kept the vision. I kept the vision in my heart, and I just kept writing and writing. And then I met a gentleman, Bill Parks, out of Atlanta, that believed in the project, and we pulled it together. And this is what you got now.
Hey, a great project. Laurie, do folks say you sound similar to Anita Baker?
Yeah. They do. As a matter of fact, my sisters and I used to background her, and she used to call herself the fifth Perry, you know?
Hey.
our names is Perry, Perry's.
Right.
And so she used to call herself the fifth Perry because our blend was so much alike. So, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate it because I'm in good company because she certainly can sing.
Definitely. You can too now.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
So much.
How was it working with George Duke?
Oh, absolutely. Education.
Okay.
He has so much history because, you know, George used to play for Cannonball Adderley. So, I mean, you know, he knows so much history with all the old jazzers. And George is such a good spirit, and he can definitely play that piano. And it was just... It was awesome working with him. I still work with him from time to time.
Okay.
So I call him Big Daddy. He's my Big Daddy, so.
All right.
He came in on the project and helped me out and didn't charge me a dime. He was like, I'm going to do this for you because I love you. So, you know, I got big love for George.
Hey, that's a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about I Found It In You.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Singing and writing this song. Tell us more about that.
Okay. I Found It In You. I was in Florida and met up with a gentleman, Lewis Bryant, that had the track already, and it was just ready-made. It was just there, and he kept saying, I found it in you. And from then on, I don't know, the words just kind of landed. You know how the Holy Spirit can be waiting on you to just open that, let him in to do what he wants to
mm-hmm.
do? And I think I wrote that song in like 5 minutes.
Is that right?
I'm telling you, man, it just happened that fast. You know, it's like life didn't mean, you know, it just came right out of me.
Wow.
I can't explain it. It just came right out. So, and it's honest, you know, it's just words of experience. See, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I hear other people's stories, and all of our stories are similar because we're all human, right?
Right.
So all of our stories are similar. It's just different faces, and so... You know, I just go from there.
Now, why would you name the album I Found It In You?
Because I found the love in Christ that I had been looking for. You know, out there in the world, you look for the answers. You look for the answers, and you're still empty. You know, I was never one that went deep down to the drug world and craziness. You know, I had grandparents that raised me and my sisters, and we were his choir. He walked the walk. He talked it and he walked it, my grandfather. And so they instilled the goodness of the Lord in us. But of course, you know, you still go out in the world and you test your feet in the water. But, you know, I never got caught up in really bad situations, but I was looking for love in the wrong places. And when I finally submitted my life to Christ, I just felt like I needed to say, I found it in you. Because that's where I found what I was missing. I found it in Christ. So it was so apropos to name the album, I Found It In You. Because that song, I mean, it just came like so with ease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just came so easy to me. So I thought it would be appropriate to name it that.
Our guest is Lori Perry, Project I Found It In You. Lori, let's talk about another song. Wrote This Song. That's another sweet song.
Yes, it is. Thank you. That's my, I love that jazz swing. I love that swing on that thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what happened with this? I Found It In You, it's not a story of mine. It's a story that I had heard listening to talk radio one day, and this person was saying that, you know, the Lord just touched them in the line, and they were, you know, they just felt great about the power of God in the story, you know. And I've heard more stories ever since, you know. And it's just one of those life experiences with a swing on it.
Okay. Now, your latest single, okay, is that Love Lifted Me?
Love Lifted Me. You know, that's a public domain song, and it was my grandfather's favorite song. Man, we sung that song every time we stepped across that threshold at his church. It was a Kojic church down in Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
And we sung it every time we walked in that church. And my grandfather was so full of love, and he always taught us to love one another and our neighbors. He always taught that. And funny thing, he was he loved Spanish music. Growing up, he would listen to Spanish music. He was always a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never understand why he listened to Spanish music. But he would always come to that church, love lifted me, you know. So I said, I'm going to do this for my grandfather. And we put a new twist on it, and I think it's fun, you know. And people are familiar with the song.
All right.
So I thought I'd dedicate it to him and just put it on to the album.
Okay, and finally, Lori, what expectations are you putting on your project?
Oh, I'm expecting for people to just be healed. Be healed, be delivered, be blessed, feel loved by it, sing the songs to themselves, because I have songs 23 on there as well. We put a new twist on that. I want people to just even sing that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Without even realizing that they are really praising the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I mean, those that are not used to doing it, you know, understand me, because I do want them to know that it's the goodness of the Lord. But those that are not used to singing praises to God, I want them to automatically say, wow, I mean, I'm feeling great today. I had a couple of emails that come through to me that say, I don't even like gospel music. I don't even listen to this. And my friend played it for me. And I find myself, I found it in you, or singing all of these praises to the Lord. And, I want to be part of that light to shine in the darkness.
Hey.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, hey, you are doing it. We thank you, Lori. We do. And may God continue to bless you and your project.
Oh, man, thank you so much for your love that you're showing me. And when I get that way, I will definitely come in and say hi to you all and meet you and shake you and kiss on you.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.